You legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
Radio X. News update next.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £185 million.
I think that deserves a whoop whoop. Thank you, faraway person. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X. News.
Friday morning, just after 8 o'clock, Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles. Just for this morning, this is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, a 53-year-old man will appear in court later, accused of driving a car into a crowd at Liverpool's trophy parade. 79 people were injured on Monday evening. Seven of those are still in hospital. Our reporter Chris Chambers has more on this.
Paul Doyle is facing seven charges in total, one of dangerous driving, then the others relate to injuries sustained by six people at the scene. They are GBH, GBH with intent, and wounding with intent. The police have said he could still face further charges, though, but these are the charges he will face in court today.
In other news this morning, Radio X has found children as young as 14 are thought to be selling knives to others on apps like Snapchat. Retailers are banned from selling to the under-18s, but police say young people are using social media to get around the laws. Snapchat say it's against their rules, and they do remove content if they find it. Donald Trump has been told he can carry on with his trade tariffs for now. An appeals court is allowing it after a trade court had moved to block the plans. There'll be another hearing over it next week. And there's a new Banksy, but we don't know where it is. It's an image of a lighthouse with the words, "I want to be what you saw in me," and it's been posted on Instagram. It's not clear where it's been done, though. Some people are saying it could be in Marseille in the south of France.
Right.
Sport.
But we don't know. Luke Littler fell short in his bid to become just the third person to retain the Premier League darts title. He was beaten 11-8 by the world number one Luke Humphreys last night at the O2. The 18-year-old spoke to Sky Sports News afterwards.
Glad to say it's over. It's been a tough 17 weeks. But yeah, I'm very happy to. It's over. Came runner-up. But yeah, I'll be back next year.
Jack Draper's through to the third round of the French Open tennis. He beat Gael Monfils in a four-set thriller at Roland Garros last night. And the Lionesses are back in action this evening, but without their keeper, Mary Earps. She announced her retirement from international football earlier this week. England will face Portugal in the Nations League at Wembley later.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil. Get your vehicle MOT ready.
Bit of a cloudy start for much of the UK, but then some sunshine later, especially for the southeast. Temperatures up to 25 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Yes, I've got a new painting. Oh, Banksy's got a new painting. Oh.
So there it is. Look, we just put it on the screen.
Oh.
A lighthouse. I want to be what you saw in me. What do you think?
I think Banksy's a genius.
Yeah.
I think he's fascinating. Mm. I've always thought the stuff around the art is way better than the art. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at the picture.
Mm.
I mean, yeah. It's fine.
It's a lighthouse.
But it's everything around it, isn't it?
Mm.
I see. So I need to explain at home. So there's a sort of bollard.
Yeah.
Which then the shadow of the bollard leads along the path up to the wall, which then turns into the lighthouse. That is quite clever, I suppose.
Clever,
that
isn't it?
But, yeah, I don't know, I take it back, Banksy, actually.
Yeah, it's quite good.
No, but do you know what I mean?
The
picture's never, you're never going, wow, that's incredible.
No.
It's everything he does around it. Like the time where it's destroyed itself as soon as it was bought.
It was bought and then shredded, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Genius.
It's meant to be in Marseille. They don't know where it is exactly, but some people are saying it's in Marseille. For
some nerds will know that bollard is in Marseille. They'll go, that bollard type is in Marseille.
Yeah.
Isn't it the bloke from, whatchamacallit?
You want to say Massive Attack?
I want to say Massive
it's
Attack.
It's not him.
Art Attack.
Apparently it's not him.
Yes, Neil
Art
Buchanan.
Attack, yeah, Neil and Robert Del Naja from Massive Attack, and it's not him.
It's not him?
No.
Could be in the room right now.
I know.
Could be.
Have I... But yeah. If it was anyone, it would be James.
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't got the...
I couldn't keep a secret.
No, that's true.
I wouldn't tell someone.
No.
Yeah. Especially after a few drinks.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, lads, I'm only Banksy.
I'm Banksy.
Get a load of this, guys. Yeah. You are not going to believe this.
You better sit down for this one.
Guys, gather around.
Yeah.
Get a pint then. Is that why you've always got paint all over you?
Yeah. You don't know me at all.
You know, I thought I had a night shift. Turns out I'm Banksy.
Yeah. Turns out.
Toby, weren't you in Marseille last week?
Yeah.
So I was doing my new Banksy.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
I think the same with James Bond. He's always drinking martinis.
Yeah.
I've never had a martini, I don't think, but I can tell if I had a few of them, I'd be telling everyone in the bar I'm a spy.
Oh, you'd love a martini.
You've never had a martini?
What? I
think so. I've had an espresso martini.
No, they're not the same.
You must have had.
Is it the one that's got like olives in it?
You can have a dirty martini.
Don't you look me in the eyes and say dirty martini, young man.
Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
No, I've never martinied.
There's
lots of things that James Bond's done that I haven't done.
No, that's right. There's everything James Bond's done that you haven't done. You're absolutely right.
I've got a list as long as my arm. Honestly, the similarities between me and James Bond are few and far between.
Absolutely.
And I'd say the least of our worries is the fact that I've never had a martini and he has.
Oh.
Right, Friday morning.
You've never played cards against Le Chiffre.
Do you know, never.
Ever.
I've never stopped Russian missiles destroying the world. Not once. This is Kasabian Empire on Radio X.
Too much information. Well, I said you got far off it. Come out to the back. I said, Johnny, let's go for something. Guess I better send you now. Guess I better be alive. Singing for your questions, but you stole all my answers. Too much entertainer. Drunk my nights out on the corner. Tell me that you've seen a ghost. And tell me what to fear the most. Stop. I said, it's happening.
Radio X.
Toby Tarrant.
You don't like me, well I guess I'll make my own way. It's a circle, a mean cycle, I can't excite you anymore. Where's your gavel, your jury, what's my offense this time? You're not a judge, but if you're gonna judge me, well sentence me to another life. Ignorance is your new best friend. And this is the best thing that could have happened. Any longer and I wouldn't have made it. It's not a war, no, it's not a rapture. I'm just a person, but you can't take it. The same tricks that once fooled me, they won't get you anywhere. I'm not the same kid from your memory. Well, now I can fend for myself. Don't wanna hear your sad song, I wanna feel your pain. We saw this on my phone.
More ignorance on Radio X. Toby Tarrant here. Good morning. Happy Friday. In for Chris Moyles just for today. He is back on Monday. However, that means I have the honour, nay, the privilege of announcing this. And this is very exciting for me because I've never done this before. So, on Monday, when Chris returns, he is bringing one of the most popular games with him.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Yes, the £25,000 box is back on Monday when Chris Moyles returns. Now, regular listeners of the show will know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're new, hello, welcome. What took you so long to find us? Here we are. The £25,000 box is in front of me right now. I'm looking at it, and it is a stunning black box with green lights all around it, and for dramatic effect, it goes up and down on a sort of hydraulic press.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Much quicker than last year.
It's about 2 minutes quicker. The last one took forever, didn't it?
Last time it took 75 seconds.
That's incredible, James.
Yeah. It's look at it, it's rapid. It's going to go through the ceiling.
Yeah.
So...
It's had a makeover, actually. It looks a lot shinier this time.
It does. It all looks very fancy and high-tech. We're obviously going up in the world.
Yeah.
So, it's a very, very simple concept. And yet, it could happen in one day.
Mm.
It could go on for months. There was times last year it felt like it was going to. because... There is only one way to open the box, and that is to guess the correct Radio X artist, which is the key to unlock the box. So, you have to name an artist. If it's the artist in the box, then you win £25,000. And last year, it was on day 26.
I think it's Feeder.
You are... Right.
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Oh, my God! You guys are so happy. I love you all.
He's so excited. I have no idea what he said.
When we listen back to that clip about 10 times, we have no idea what he said.
I love you all. Brilliant. £25,000. Now, and I genuinely don't know what this is. I'm told that this time there is a slight twist.
Oh.
What's producer James been up to over there? What's he got up his sleeve?
What's the twist, James?
Well, I do. But you can find out Monday.
Oh. Now, did you do this last year? I think we should all write down who we think it is.
I did this last year.
And we should put it somewhere.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
For the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay?
I was miles off it last
year. Were you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was Feeder last year, wasn't it? Yes. Okay, I'm going
to write... down who it is. I won't look. We'll put it in an envelope.
Yeah, nice. Feeder. I need to write down who I think it is and then my name.
Yes.
And then when it's all said and done.
Yes.
Okay, right. Everyone play along.
Okay.
James, not you.
Yeah, you know.
Speaking of, you know, people to ply with martinis and get information out of.
No.
I'm going to go for... No. Oh. I've already written down about three different ones.
Right.
I'm going to go for that.
I've got mine.
Oh,
I
yeah.
guess. Do you know when you feel it in your water, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
You should get that looked at, actually. We've talked about this.
Can I give you this, James?
I've got no faith in mine. Do you know, I woke up this morning thinking it's going to be that, and now I'm panicking.
There's no maths to it. You just got to guess who it is.
There you go.
Thank you.
Are you confident with yours?
I'm
really confident.
Are you?
Yeah.
I was until I wrote mine down.
Right.
Okay. Captain, have you done yours?
I already know. I'm in the know.
Ooh.
It's only me and Chris they won't tell.
Yeah, and me.
And you as well.
I wouldn't tell me.
No. I really wouldn't tell me.
No. Well, when we launched Radio X Classic Rock,
yeah,
I came into the building. Our boss Devo took me to one side and goes, "Mate, exciting news! We're going to announce it next week.
Mm.
We're launching a new radio station, Radio X Classic Rock." I was like, "That's awesome!"
Yeah,
and he goes, "And Cynthia Templeton's going to be doing a daily show." I was like, "I'm a mate. That's amazing! I'm so pleased for Cynthia." He goes, "Don't tell Chris and the team. I haven't told him yet." I went, "Don't worry. I forgot about that in the time that I had to walk up the stairs. I came into the studio. So you guys went, great news about Cynthia." And you went, "Why? What happened?" And then, so absolutely right to not tell me. So, yes, the box returns when Chris Moyles returns on Monday with a slight twist. And then it begins. If you name the artist inside the box, you win £25,000.
I think it's Feeder.
You are right.
Yes! David!
Oh, my God! You guys are so happy. I love you all.
And you too might be shouting on national radio,
the £25,000 box, Radio X.
Oh, indeed.
James just returned it to its base as well. Oh, do you know, the only reason
he loves this,
invented this feature, is because you love things like hydraulics.
Exactly.
Yeah. Remotes as
well. Now, will there be smoke this time?
Monday, yes.
Monday, there's smoke.
Oh.
James loves that. He's got a smoke button.
Oh, yeah.
The building don't like it.
No, we have to cover up that smoke alarm there. It's really funny.
Well, there we go. Returns on Monday. Looking forward to hearing that.
Mm.
And James gets to play with his hydraulic remote control and his smoke machine. And that's not a euphemism. This is Somber with Undressed on Radio X. Happy Friday. You had a dream.
See ya.
Danger flagpole sitter on Radio X. It is Friday morning. It is the 30th of May. Hope you're having the most magnificent of weeks so far. And looking forward to your weekend as well. It's meant to be quite nice this weekend, isn't it?
It's meant to be lovely, yeah.
Great. Lovely.
A bit humid today, if you will. But, you know, we'll take it.
Well, you know that really nice spell we had a few weeks ago?
Oh, it's lovely.
I thought that was the most perfect weather I've ever known because really hot during the day, and then when you were sleeping, it was like 9 degrees.
Perfect, wasn't it?
Oh,
it was lovely.
Because last night, a little bit stuffy.
It was a bit muggy, wasn't it?
A little bit close.
It was a bit close last night.
No, I don't know how we're going to get from that conversation into what I need to talk about next.
Oh, is it serious now?
Well, James and I had a WhatsApp conversation because he messaged me on Wednesday going, oh, you're covering Chris on Friday. I went, that's right. And he said, we haven't got any guests. And I said, no worries. I'll find some stories to talk about.
That's it.
And then James sent me a story late last night.
Oh.
And I'm going to be honest with you, it's not for the faint-hearted.
Really?
Mm. Especially in a room full of four fine gentlemen.
Oh.
Yeah. It involves the old...
The old...
The old... Exactly that.
Oh.
A man in Thailand suffered severe blood loss when an 11-foot python bit him on his... while he was using the toilet.
Oh, no.
That is nightmare stuff, isn't it?
God.
Yeah. He was attacked by the large snake in the bathroom of his home in the east of Bangkok. He reached down, feeling a sudden sharp pain, only to find the python's jaws clamped onto his...
Oh,
my God. There's a photo. Look, it's in the toilet. It's massive.
Oh my.
It's 11 foot. 11 foot.
Jeez.
Oh, the snake is. That's two of me or one of the intern.
You forgot his name.
Yes.
So it's genuinely, like, clamped on.
Clamped on.
So what did he...
In a panic, he called out for his wife. She came running in. Saw that and went, where have you been hiding that? He struggled to free himself from the grip of the 11-foot serpent.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is quick thinking, considering, you know, really? I've never had a python bite my...
No.
But I'd imagine...
Not that you know of.
You're in a bit of a tiz.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be hard to tell, wouldn't it?
It would be, wouldn't it?
Where one ends and one begins.
You'd be all over the shop with
before
it,
losing consciousness, he managed to tie a rope around the snake's head and secure it to the bathroom door to prevent it from escaping.
What?
I don't know. I don't even know what he's trying to achieve there. Anyway, he was taken to the hospital. Thankfully, he's okay. He did suffer severe blood loss.
Oh, my God.
It's rank.
Oh, don't show that picture.
Oh, God. Oh, my word. That is horrendous.
We've ordered a box of sausages this morning. We're done with that.
Suddenly, I'm not hungry. The snake was eventually captured and later released back into the wild.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm all for no animal cruelty, but the bloke who got bitten's thinking, were you telling me he's still out there?
Yeah.
Fed.
Thirsty for blood, yeah. Was completely revenge. Stuffed. Couldn't eat another thing.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
I don't need to eat any genitals for months.
Oh. Poor bloke. What state is he in now?
I couldn't possibly have another, actually.
What state's the man in, do we know?
He's been better.
He's sore.
Yeah, he's sore, but he's alive. He's suffered some severe blood loss. Oh. But I'd imagine you'd never be able to go to the toilet again.
No.
Ever?
No.
No.
I'd be terrified.
Urinals. Urinals.
Yeah.
Stick to them.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, because you're always like, you know, when you go to countries that have spiders and snake stuff and they say, like, oh, you should check the toilet seats and stuff. And then, but you never think there's actually going to be.
Oh, jeez. Do you know what? That's really tearing my stomach. Oh, can you even imagine?
Yeah, well, you're welcome, Dom. Aren't you glad I popped in for this day?
Oh, God.
Right. I've got an hour of you. Sorry to all the gentlemen listening, by the way, trying to eat their breakfast. I've got an hour of music from 9 o'clock. That might distract us. And a game of sticky twisty to play as well.
The Chris Miles Show with Toby Tarrant. Radio X.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq.
Less to think about with Keyless Entry.
Life is full of big questions, like, why am I here? What is my purpose? And does God even exist? The Book of Mormon might not have all the answers to life's great questions, but it's unquestionably funny, unquestionably shocking, and unquestionably the best time you can have in the West End. See the show Rolling Stone calls the gold standard for comedy, The Book of Mormon. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
Imagine your dream holiday made possible by comparing cheap flights on Kayak, walking on an unspoilt goes on for miles beach on the Sardinian coast, plunging into the splendor of an idyllic lagoon in Greece. Ah, yes, this is the life. All you have to do is actually book it. Don't holidays. Use Kayak to compare prices from hundreds of travel sites and airlines to find your dream deal. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
It's your home, darling. Let's make it fabulous. High scoring isn't my forte, but there's no arguing with Trustpilot ratings. Shutterly Fabulous have an expert team of fitters who specialise in one thing, simply gorgeous window shutters. Made to measure, hand finished, and expertly installed. Make your home Shutterly Fabulous. So don't dither, darling. Book a free consultation with our expert shutter fitters today.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery. Because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight tomorrow and a share of £17.8 million could be yours. But only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Little Dish. We've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the Little Dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plates, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Toby! In for Moyle'sy, just for today, anyway.
On today's 4 till 7, fine. We go to West Bromwich, where Jenny is waiting to give us the lowdown on this week's pet town. Harry delivers a Friday horn for the ages, and we hear about your very own blooming legends. The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Brilliant. Graham, are you on Giffgaff or something?
Yeah, they just gave me 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month.
Is that why you're up a tree whistling like a blue tit?
Yeah, it just felt right.
Okay.
Now get a massive 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month from Giffgaff. 18-month commitment required. Terms and data roaming restrictions apply. See giffgaff.com/terms.
The Chris Moyle Show with Toby Tarrant.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Looking like an athlete.
till you wanna sit it out.
Radio X.
Toby Tarrant.
Of the Black, before that Gigi Perez and Sailor song, which Captain Crapbeard told us has over 1 billion streams.
Yeah.
And what do you say? There's about 900 and something songs.
There's 953 songs that have made it to over a billion, and that's one of them.
Wow. Can you name the other 952? We've got time.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Great.
Yep.
That is good. Blinding Lights, The Weeknd.
Really?
Yeah. It'll be that.
All the Small Things, Big 182, that's over.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mr. Brightside.
Yeah.
Probably about 20 U2 something.
Oh, I'll tell you the other song by The Weeknd that's a banger is the Save Your Tears on Another Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Ariana Grande as well?
There is an Ariana Grande version.
I'll tell you, that's a banger. Sorry, Devo. Sorry to our boss. I mean, I only like indie music.
With or without you, U2.
Oh, of course. Oh, God. Absolutely.
They don't make the noise.
1 billion people need to get a life.
Bono's documentary is out today on Apple Music. Very excited. That's why I got Apple Music a week ago, because I could watch it. Stories of Surrender is out today. It's going to be great.
You keep saying Apple Music. It's Apple TV.
Apple TV is what I mean. Apple TV. Today. It's out today. Are you going to watch it later?
No.
We can text each other.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, okay.
No, I can't imagine anything worse.
No.
Right. So we are going to play a game that used to be called The Game With No Name. Then we lovingly renamed it Sticky Twisty.
Yes, because you can stick or twist.
But we've never updated the production.
Toby's as yet untitled Game With No Name.
Ready, X.
And here's the thing. I don't care enough to get it changed.
Right, okay.
Nor do I.
Well, that's perfect. Good.
But if you don't care and I don't care.
No one does.
Yeah.
Which is great.
If I did want to change it, I could do it in about 30 seconds because audio producing is the easiest thing in the world. But I can't be bothered.
I'll give you £1,000 if you can have, if you can make it today.
I've got time today. Let's chat next week. Well, I'll just do my own live sticky twisty. That's pretty much better than what Captain would come out with. Right. So it's a very simple game, and we're all going to play.
Yes.
And I have got in front of me a song from a certain year, a film from a certain year, and something that happened that went viral in a certain year.
Yes.
Once I play the song, you have to guess the year. Then, when I play you the film, you can either sticky or twisty. And when I play you the thing that went viral, I can also play you. You can also choose whether you want the sticky or twisty.
Yeah.
The points, a bit confusing, but basically, the braver you are with sticking, the more points you get.
Exactly.
Generally speaking. So, play along at home. Is everybody ready? We were all playing?
Yes, okay. Already.
Okay, right, let's do this. So, this is the song. Okay. So that's Kasabian, You're in Love with a Psycho, which I bet is terrifyingly older than you expect. Also, because to me that's late Kasabian.
It is.
Yeah. It's very late Kasabian, but in the but it's also probably still quite a while ago. Okay, I'm just going to have to chuck down a number here. I'm going to say that. Oh, that feels, don't know. Shall I go? It's my stupid game. I'm going to say 2019.
Right. I've also put that.
Okay.
I think it's earlier.
Do you? What have you gone?
2015.
Wow, as early.
I think we were playing this when we started on the show.
Really?
I think so.
I've put 2018. Okay. Okay, right. Well, now I'm going to play you a film of that year. Okay, so this film came out the same year as Kasabian, You're in Love with a Psycho.
I'm not supposed to take stuff from strangers.
Oh, well, I'm Pennywise the Dancing Clown.
That's it.
Pennywise? Yes. Meet Georgie. Georgie, meet Pennywise. Now we aren't strangers. Are we?
Ooh. That's frightening.
What a way to terrify children on the way to school.
Absolutely.
So the newish one. What did I say? 2019. Oh, I feel like it's older than that because they've done a sequel and everything. I don't know. I'm a bottle job. I'm gonna twisty.
Go on.
I'm even gonna go 2 years back. It can't. You're in Love with a Psycho. Can't be 8 years old, can it? I'm going to say 2017. I'm going 2 years.
Oh, he doesn't
Jake?
Like it.
I don't know. I'm going to stick on 19.
Okay.
19.
I'm going twisty.
Oh, yeah?
So I was 2015. I'm now going 2016.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. And Captain?
I'm going to stick on 2018.
Are you?
I think I might live to regret that one.
Oh, definitely.
On your head be it.
On your head be it.
Okay, and here's something viral that happened in the same year.
Bim bom bim
bom.
Oh, yes.
Bim bom bim bom. Bim bom bim bom. Bim bom bim bom.
Very good.
Eamon Holmes acting like, oh, very good.
Very good.
Carry on. I love that clip. I've seen it 1,000 times. If you don't know what that is, it was when a girl went on This Morning and said that she thinks she should replace Big Ben.
Yeah. And Eamon, it was Eamon thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Bim bom, bim bom. Bim bom, bim bom. Bim bom, bim bom. Bim bom, bim bom.
Wonder what she's doing now.
Oh.
Very good.
Well, if it is, so how old is she in that? She's probably about 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Basically, what I'm saying is, when can we get her on the show and ask her what the hell she was playing at?
Absolutely. And as James says, what are you doing now?
The arrogance, because anyone could... fair enough, if she sat down and did the most blinding Big Ben... Okay, wow, it does sound just like it. I could do that.
Yeah, of course.
Why does she get to be Big Ben? I want to be Big Ben.
Yeah.
You just hate it because you want to be Big Ben.
That's what it's really it all boils down to, is I'm annoyed at the girl because she has a dream and I don't. Now, it would be insane for me to change based on that. So I'm going to stick at 2017, and I've lost all faith in my answer. James?
I'm going to twist.
Ooh, okay, at the last minute.
It's 2018.
Ooh.
Earlier.
I'm sticking on 2016.
Okay.
So I'm going to stick on 18 because I think Big Ben was around that time when
they
were refurbing it.
Yeah. Oh, now.
Because that's why she was on.
Yeah, but that took a long time, that refurb.
Mm. Right. But I think that's when it was about to get stopped.
Yeah.
Mm. Are we all locked in?
Yeah,
locked
James, in. James got the answer in an envelope.
Toby's 20.
I'm 2017. I'm you 18. And
16.
18.
Right, okay. And the answer is...
Oh!
2017!
Oh. Yeah!
Damn.
Woohoo!
Damn. Yes! Big fat zero.
Two points. Should we do another quick round?
Yes. Yeah.
March 2017.
Okay.
That was out.
If Challenge TV are listening, by the way, this would make great television.
It would actually. Thank you. It was it. I was pretty sure it was 2017. That was the clincher.
That's good.
Okay.
The scene where George's boat goes into the drain.
Yes. Yeah. Right at the beginning.
Mm.
Good film. Okay. Here we go.
Going a bit further back now. Oh man.
Oh my, I mean, that could be anything.
Really could.
Oh god.
Right, was anyone gonna. Dominic Byrne, I'll let you play his choice.
It's earlier than that though. I'm going 2010.
Yeah.
Oh, I've gone rogue.
Yeah, I think I have. James, what have you
2002.
Done?
2002.
Oh god, really? Am I.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 2007.
Right, okay.
I'm like 2006.
Do you think? Is that
low? Is that mental? Probably. Okay, here we go. So we've got a big range here. What's everyone got? Sorry, quickly.
I've got 2010.
Okay.
2002.
Okay.
Wow.
2007.
Okay, 2006. Right, here we go.
Good afternoon. My name is Russell, and I am a wilderness explorer inside 54.
Oh, okay.
Sweat Lodge 12.
Oh, man.
Are you in need of any assistance today, sir?
No.
I could help you cross the street.
No.
I could help you cross your yard.
No.
I could help you cross your porch.
No.
Well, I gotta help you cross something.
No, I'm doing fine.
That is up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is up.
Yeah. Oh.
How long ago is that? Come on.
That is the saddest start to a film in history.
Oh.
Oh, it's lovely.
Oh. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's the saddest thing I've ever seen. We were once on a flight and there was a kid watching it on the seat next to Pippa.
Mm.
And Pippa didn't even have the headphones on. She was watching over the kid's shoulder. And when I looked at her, just in bits of tears, even though she's seen it about 10 times.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to stick with 2006 because I don't know.
I'm going to twist 2008.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Ooh. What were you on before? 2010.
2010.
I'm going to twist to 2005.
Okay.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
That's 20 years ago.
That's terrifying. Can it be?
Come on now.
I don't know.
No. Oh, I'm going to stick on 2007 to try and get some points here.
Oh, I'm just trying to think. Oh. Okay, here we go. Something that happened virally that year as well.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Is that Susan Boyle?
Sue Boyle.
Wow. Oh, that's years ago.
When
When was her album party?
Did you? No.
It's a good question. Can I just say it? It was brilliant. I went. It was great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You have fun.
A lot of fun.
Did you?
Yeah.
Make any friends?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That is now really thrown a cat. If you
that know. Feels like a lifetime ago. 2006, I'm on. 19.
You know what?
Might be. Could I'm sticking. I'm just going to stick. I said 2006 straight
I'm going to stick on 2008. Otherwise, I won't get any.
I'm sticking on 2005.
And I'm going to stick on 2007.
Okay. I think we could all be. I think it could be earlier.
I haven't got a clue.
It could be 04, you know.
Should we find out? Open
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
The year is 2009.
Oh, is it?
What? Oh, man.
Oh, what? Did anyone get that?
No, I put no. 2010, 2008.
Did anyone say 2009 once in any of those rounds?
Nope. I don't think so.
Nope.
Apologies. February 2009.
So it sounds a lot like I won. And that was...
Sticky, twisty.
Oh, you've made it.
Yeah.
Well done, Toby.
Told you. £1,000, please, Captain.
Radio X.
Right, I've got an hour of music on the way. Thank you for playing that. Well done, everybody. Did I win 2-0 there?
I think it was.
I think I did.
I think it was.
Well done.
It didn't sound like you meant that well done.
I did.
Oh, thank you.
Well done.
Now, I've not been here all week. Is this our record of the week?
Yes, it is.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Richard Ashcroft is back. He was in brilliant form when he spoke to Chris and the team recently. One of the greatest of the last few decades. This is Lover by Richard Ashcroft on Radio X. Yes, 'cause I love a wife. We so strong together. I'm like Lover. Oh, maybe we just birds of a feather. It's like Lover. Oh, yeah. I'm the jealous type. But I'm like Lover. These emotions, I know. Feeling low, nowhere to go, and you bring me hope now, lover. And I was insecure, I was on the floor, and you lit that fire, lover. Obsessed with the new Richard Ashcroft song. Bring on July and seeing him with Oasis at Wembley. Yeah, it's good. Love Richard Ashcroft. Now, normally it'd be the Platinum Hour from 9 o'clock when Chris is here. I'm just filling in for today.
when I do for Live With Chris, if I'm doing an hour of music on a Friday, I normally find some sort of link or a reason for an hour of music. But seeing as I only said yes to covering this show at the last minute, I suddenly thought on Wednesday, oh, I've got to do an hour of music. So the theme this morning is going to be songs that Toby really likes. Okay?
Good theme.
Thank you. And all of this. Is on the way for you next.
The Chris Miles Show
with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
With Škoda. Plug in, charge up, jump in.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the little dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket.
51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account, 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery. Because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight tomorrow and a share of £17.8 million could be yours. But only if your door is in the draw.
People's Postcode Lottery managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Search Kayak for great deals on Wait, that doesn't say flights. Search Kayak for great deals on car hire? Huh. With Kayak, you can compare hundreds of car rental sites to find great deals. Even better, you see costs up front. And if it's flexibility you're after, Kayak's got a handy free cancellation filter. Lovely stuff. So next time you're searching for flight, I mean car hire, at home or for your holes, search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale.
Don't miss huge savings on thousands of products like bedding, rugs, home accessories, curtains, and far too many things to mention. Save up to 50% in store and online now with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update next.
Samantha?
Reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply, see tesco.com/cineworld.